All right, so it looks like there's some movement on the GameStop eBay thing that we thought was a wild rumor at first, but yeah, they've made a formal offer. GameStop has made an offer to purchase eBay, which is a company worth many times what GameStop is worth, and apparently they're getting the money from someplace.
Some bank or something, they said. I don't know.
TD Bank or something.
TD Bank. Like $20 billion to give them cash up front. And they're basically, it's like they weren't asking for anybody to buy it. Apparently they bought up 5% of eBay stock lately, and he's like, you know, giving this offer without, it's almost like hostile takeover, kind of reminds me of.
Yeah, that's trying what to win to
win the shareholders to pick his side.
Yeah, so let's talk about this, because I'm going out to eBay and they're down, and you said they've been down a lot the last couple
last
days.
Last week they've been down off and on, yeah, because I noticed it before.
So what's going on here? I don't know. Something? Are they sabotaging the site to make it look like a better offer? I don't know. That's weird. That's a little weird.
I don't know if they're doing that, but I'm just saying their last week has been off and on. I knew that.
All right, so let's talk about this before we get into it any further. Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, get woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
And we are muddling through being sick here, guys, so yes. Bear with us. We sound a little off today. Hey, if you guys want to support us, go out to more, more.clownfishtv.com, and you will find more Clownfish TV, more stuff out there that we don't have here on YouTube, and we're trying to build out a little bit from YouTube because YouTube's kind of crappy right now. So anyway, you're not allowed to say that. Are you allowed to say that? I said,
oh, no, we just did, but you know.
Yeah, we've been saying that. All right, this comes from CNN. GameStop makes daring $56 billion bid for eBay, hoping to rival Amazon. So that's what they want to do, is turn it into an Amazon competitor.
Okay, so that means that you're not going to be... The problem with that is, that sounds to me more like you're going to be doing like new merch, and less than you're doing the great thing about eBay was you could go find things you wanted that was older stuff. And that sounds to me like they're going to lose something in the translation. And yes. I think this is all about the guy that's in charge of GameStop trying to make sure he gets his payout. Because remember, he was supposed to, you know, make GameStop worth a bunch of money, or he had to take no money.
Yeah, that was the deal. This new CEO they brought in, his pay was tied directly to the amount of value he could bring to GameStop. And really,
so
GameStop
he's going
is,
all in.
He's going all in, because honestly, at this point, GameStop is a failing business model. It's either up or out, right? So yeah. Either you have to, you know, shoot for the moon, or you're just out of the game completely. No pun intended. And I think they're like, okay, fine, let's buy eBay and then just sunset the GameStop brand. And so basically what you're doing is just, you know, getting rid of, you're basically,
I don't know if they are sunsetting the GameStop brand. We don't know.
I think they probably
trying to sunset the eBay brand. We have no idea.
Well, this is kind of reminds me of the whole, like, I'm like, eBay's doing fine, but I'm like, this kind of reminds me of the Sears and Kmart thing, you know, where they kind of tried to merge to, you know, then eventually Kmart absorbed the appliances and stuff from Sears. And yeah, so it's
look
it's
how
a
well
show.
That worked out.
And I think you're right when we did the video the other day that this is all about GameStop's debt and stuff like that, and just trying to, like, you know,
now someone did point out that, you know, their liquid assets are like, you know, but there's
billions.
Yeah, but they're saying though that, like, you know, they have a lot of like property and locations and stuff too, which would have some value as well. But a lot of those places they rent.
Yes. So let's see. This has come from London. Okay. GameStop is offered to buy e-commerce giant eBay for $55 billion, a tie-up that the video game retailer's boss believes could produce a legit competitor to Amazon. The offer comes amid something of a revival at eBay, which has pushed to reinvent itself in the face of rising competition from Walmart, Amazon, Shein, and Facebook Marketplace. GameStop, which became a household name during the meme stock craze, has offered $125 per share for eBay, half in cash, half in stock, the company announced Sunday. That represents a 46% premium to eBay's closing share price on February 4th, the day GameStop started building a 5% stake in the company. They said it's an audacious bid, targeting a business nearly four times its size.
It really is. I mean, the balls.
Can we buy Disney? Hey, Disney.
You know, no, it has to be four times our size. You know, okay. That's, you know.
Not 400,000 trillion times the size. As of Friday, GameStop was worth $11.9 billion, while eBay was valued at $46.2 billion, according to FactSet data. eBay's shares were up 9% pre-market trading. GameStop shares pointed to a weaker open after gaining on Friday.
So basically what was going on was when they announced this was going to happen, eBay shares went up. GameStop's did some, but now they're starting to come down. So you're the divide on what the values are is even getting wider by the day. So yeah. It's funny.
So let's see here. They said, yeah, it could be a legit competitor to Amazon. A letter to the chair of eBay, GameStop CEO Ryan Cohen, said the company would cut costs at eBay and make it more profitable.
Yeah, they're going to start laying off people right away. They already have a bunch of costs they're going to cut, which means a bunch of layoffs.
He also sees benefits in combining GameStop's brick-and-mortar stores with eBay's online presence. GameStop's 1,600 U.S. locations gives eBay a national network for authentication, intake, fulfillment, and live commerce. And this sounds to me like a bunch of pawn shops, basically.
Well, the live commerce, what's that like? What's that called? The WhatsApp
Whatnot,
yeah.
Yeah.
Whatnot, yeah. Is that what this is supposed to be?
Well, yeah, because Whatnot, like right now, people are using that to sell their Pokemon and Magic cards and comic books and collectibles. They're basically live streaming and then selling stuff. I know there are some comic shops out there that are basically surviving on that. They're like, people aren't coming into
their
stores.
I've never used it really, but yeah.
Yeah, but they're live streaming and they're selling their stuff through Whatnot. He said it could be a legit competitor to Amazon. He said he believed eBay should be doing more around live commerce where brands sell directly to shoppers via real-time video streams.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do because that's the new way it's going and they're trying to get in on it.
In his letter, Cohen said he would serve as the chief executive of the combined company. GameStop plans to fund the buyout through cash and debt, which includes a commitment from TD Securities for up to $20 billion. But eBay is actually doing pretty good right now. So
yeah, eBay is doing good. That's why it was, well, in fact, their site's been down off and on last week, but it's been doing okay. And they've actually been putting some money into things, but this guy's like, well, I can see where we can make, some billions in cuts, which means basically go in and fire a bunch of people.
Oh, that's what it always means. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I could see that. I could actually see like you could turn the GameStops into a place where you could, they said intake, so you could like dump your junk off at GameStop, but you could also make it a shipping center or something too.
I don't know. They're probably thinking people will bring their stuff there, let them buy it, and they can be the ones that sell it. But they're going to want like things that can be authenticated and can make a lot of money. They're not going to want like your Aunt Bertha's old chipped up plate collection or something like that that you would sell on your own. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, this is going to turn into Pawn Stars. So I'm thinking like, so is this going to be like Goodwill? Because that's like we used to go to Goodwill back when you could find deals. And you can't find deals now because they literally Goodwill is hiring people now to look at all the stuff that comes in and then pick out the stuff they think they can flip on eBay or whatever.
But they have their own like shop Goodwill and stuff and they basically just put it online and you have to go buy it there and pay more.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. So I could totally see them doing that. Like, oh, walk into GameStop. Oh, you got a sealed Mega Man Legends 2. Okay, we'll give you $5 for that.
Basically GameStop will GameStop.
GameStop's getting GameStop, and then they'll turn around, they'll post on eBay and make like 10 times the money.
I'm just sitting here wrapping my head around it. It just came out of nowhere, and I get what he's trying to argue. If the guy pulls it off, I will be very impressed. And I'm like, holy crap, hot damn, go you. Because I hope he doesn't. I think it would be a train wreck. But I'm also kind of like wanting to watch and see what happens. Because if the dude has the steel balls to make this happen, that is impressive. That would be incredibly impressive.
And I mean, honestly, though, it's eBay's kind of shit right now. So they're all kind of going to shit now. Like eBay's going to shit and Etsy's going to shit and, all this stuff.
They're all going to shit, but it's because they keep going after AI and, all these people, bringing these new people in all the time. And
yeah. So for those of you who don't know, the CEO, Ryan Cohen, they said his compensation is 100% at risk and contingent on achieving significant performance goals. And this is back in January. So the award incentivizes growth to a market cap of $100 billion, aligning compensation directly with stockholder returns. So this might be the only way that this guy's going to get paid is to close a deal this big.
But if he can pull it off, because you're talking like the valuation on GameStop's $11 billion. The valuation, at least when they checked last on eBay, was 46. It went up, yeah. I think. So if he can pull it off, holy shit.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's going to ruin a lot of things. Yeah, it's probably going to be another one of those cases where they're going to fuck everything up, sell it all off for parts, make money, and leave.
Yeah.
And then everybody else is going to be fucked. That's probably what's going to happen because no one stops this stuff because they all benefit. All the people with money benefit. So they don't stop. There's no incentive for them to stop it. But everybody else who gets their deals this way or sells their extra merchandise this way or makes extra money this way could potentially be screwed. But that's okay. As long as the rich get richer, right?
That's how it works. All right. We're going to wrap this one up.
Yes.
Please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. We'll talk later.
Bye.